Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a very pimply, zitty, rash edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey, and I am joined by the man without rashes, pimples, or zits, Batcher.
You can thank my poor mask and my nightly face care routine. It is to moisturize, exfoliate, and then put that mask on smooth as a baby's bottom.
So having to wear a mask everywhere I go now, I look like I'm 15 again, because like the nose portion down is all like broken out and gross, but everything else is good. So as long as I wear the mask, I'm good.
I mean, like, so. I'll send you a link to my skincare routine. Hook you up.
There you go. See, that's what this podcast is doing, bringing skincare to everyone. But what we're actually here for is to talk about Battletoads. Microsoft did it. They brought it back. They brought back Battletoads. But before that, maybe you want to talk about Battletoads with other people. Maybe us. Why not talk to us about it at gpopfans@gmail.com? Can talk to us. Tell us about games that you like, don't like. Maybe you think we're awesome. Maybe you think that we suck. Either way, let us know, gpopfans@gmail.com. But we are here to talk about Battletoads. So before that, we're going to go over the details of this game. This was developed in part by Rare, and I don't know how to pronounce this. It's D-L-A-L-A, so Dalala, maybe? I don't know. Dalala Studios?
Sure.
They are known apparently for Jansky and Overruled, two games I had never heard of.
My two favorite games of some generation.
And Battletoads, regularly priced at $19.99, it is classified as a beat-em-up game available on PC and Xbox One. There is no crossplay, there is no DLC, and there is Xbox One X support featuring a 4K resolution for all you X owners out there. Runs at 60 frames on both machines, and obviously your PC should probably run at 60 frames. It's not exactly demanding. So, Battletoads, the triumphant return of this beloved Rare franchise has finally happened, even though Rare didn't really do it. But let's talk about it. Before we get too far.
We didn't start to go anywhere, really, but okay.
So we had an interesting talk about this briefly, in that we play beat-em-ups way different. Like, astronomically different. I think they both make sense, but I guess we never really discussed, even though we played Streets of Rage, somehow this didn't come up. I play beat-em-ups alone. You do not.
I guess I assumed you play Streets of Rage with a friend, because it's Streets of Rage. I mean,
no, I see. I'm the complete opposite. I don't want my favorite beat-em-ups are the Death and Return of Superman and Maximum Carnage.
Something's wrong with you.
Single player return games that, only.
Death and Return of Superman is not good.
I will fully admit that the Death and Return of Superman is it's an average beat 'em up. It's not bad.
Maximum Carnage is my jam, though. I love some
Maximum Carnage. That's a hard game, but that's a fun freaking game.
That boss rush at the end.
It's rough.
Yeah, but you're right. You play solo beat 'em ups all the time. I only play beat 'em ups with a buddy. Like every single beat 'em up I've ever played, my cousin was next to me. And then once we got older, I had Xbox Live and stuff. And it's like, I had a buddy's playing online with me. So I never played a beat 'em up by myself. I mean, there were times I played by myself, but it wasn't really to a huge extent. So that we also had another interesting conversation about Battletoads before we get too far in or even started, apparently. Neither one of us remembers actually liking this well-beloved series. Like, no, even though we both played it.
Yeah, no, what I'll say is, what's strange is that, I don't know if it's strange, but there's more than one Battletoads game. A lot of people seem to forget that.
No, a lot more.
So I don't like the original Battletoads at all. I like the arcade one, and I like the Battletoads and the Double Dragon game. I have never played the Game Boy game. So I like, I guess, from what I understand, the Game Boy game is really bad. So I guess I like two of the four games. But no, I do not like that original game at all.
I think, historically, I think I've always liked parts of Battletoads games. I can never say I liked the entire Battletoads, any entire Battletoads game. I just liked having the fun the moment-to-moment fun, and then
I like the first level.
Done. Right, and I'm done. I like some levels, and I'm done.
Yeah, and like, but no, that original game is frustrating as hell. Like, and it's there's always that debate of challenge versus game versus fun factor, and the people that love that original Battletoads are just like, man, it's so hard and challenging, and I'm like, but it's not fun, and that's where the debate always comes from in regards to. Is Battletoads good or not? And we tend to fall on it, at least it appears we both fall on the side of it can be too difficult. Like
it was difficult for difficult's sake at times, especially the later games, I want to say. But that said, Battletoads 2020, the hype for this game the hype for the game was kind of negative in the sense that they changed the art style of something, and then people weren't liking the way things looked or sounded or whatever. And just like, my instant reaction was, this looks good. It looks fun. I don't see the issue.
That's tough. My initial reaction to the trailer was
not the trailer, the game. Like when I first booted the game, I was like, "This doesn't look bad at all." I don't see why.
So I guess the visual style is a thing that's up for debate too. That seems to be, no matter, the first thing that people talk about is either they love or hate the art style, and somehow I'm in the middle.
I don't love it. I don't hate it. I think it's absolutely fine. I like it. Let's go.
But this notion that it's not Battletoads.
What does that mean?
Right. So it's not sprite based. Like, is that a lot of people want to compare it to like Streets of Rage 5 or 4, whatever it was, and be like, well, that looked like the original games. I'm like, okay, like I'll give you that. Okay. I think that game is more akin to those original games, but I don't think Battletoads looks bad because it doesn't borrow directly from that style. They still look like the Battletoads. They still, you know, you get the ram horns, you get the big fish, you get the sink as a, you know, you get all of the stuff that's in those games. It doesn't look the same, but I don't think it looks bad. But it also isn't a game that I'm like, man, like this game looks amazing. I'm like, no, like it looks cool, but the visual presentation is not, it's not a big thing for me either way, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
No. And, so that said, it's like, it looks fine to me. I like what it looks like. I like what it sounds like. I think it does have a lot of the spirit of the previous game. And I think that's a good thing and a bad thing for me, honestly, because it still has a very early 90s aesthetic when it comes to the comedy, the humor, and the plot. One game that does this, one game series that does this well, I think, is like the Ratchet and Clank series. This one is, it gets super, and I hate this word, but super cringe for me a lot of the time. Like a lot of the time. I'm just kind of like, this cutscene is going on for way too long. We shouldn't have long cutscenes in general. And then the jokes in this cutscene are so hit or miss. It's so, and mostly miss. It's like, and when it misses, it's a hard miss too for me.
Yeah, the humor slash whatever you want to call it, the overall presentation, the delivery of the story, characters, etc. I like to call it Cartoon Network humor. That it, for some people, I think it's fine, but I think when it works for you, it works for you. But if it doesn't, like,
but daytime, you're not going to like it. Network.
See, I was not a Cartoon Network person at all. I never liked it.
Adult Swim? Thought,
no, not, I mean,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, okay, I guess that's fair. Yeah, I tend to like Adult Swim more than regular Cartoon Network. So now that I say it out loud, yes, I guess I can say that. But no, yeah, that's fair. Daytime, where like there's a lot of just cringe jokes, but I don't think is that a bad thing? Like some people like that humor, but it's not for everyone.
Which and this is comedy in general. So like that was my sure. personal response to it. So it's kind of like these corny jokes are going on for way too long. It's taking up too much of the gameplay, game time rather. So that was pretty frustrating for a while. But then
before we get off that, like what I want to say is with this style of humor, what tends to that works for me is that there tends to be characters that I hate. And there's characters that I absolutely love. And that's exactly how I felt in this game, in that I didn't really care for, I think it was Pimple. But Rash, I really liked. And there was two characters, I don't want to get into spoiler territory. I don't know if there's a spoiler thing, whatever. There's two villains that I was absolutely in love with. Like, I was like this, the way they talk, the way they deliver the line, the way they do everything, I get it. But these other characters don't do it for me. And that's like, I can't really think of any other type of, like, the theme of all the characters, while they all are cohesive, the delivery to me is always key here. But when it doesn't hit, I don't know if the delivery is the problem. I think it's more of just whatever they're saying and how they're saying it isn't for me, but I still don't know if I can call it bad. that's where I struggle with this whole thing, is like, I don't think the presentation, the delivery is bad. I just think it's not going to be for everyone.
That's fair to say. It's definitely not for me. And there were points where I just considered it really, really bad. Honestly, I just felt like it was stuck in the '90s, and it just and they tried to do that Adventure Time daytime Cartoon Network humor, and it just wasn't sticking for me. It was still too just immature. In the wrong way, and so the characters and this in the storyline and just the way it was delivered just never got to stick with me.
So I think that's fair. So I don't know, let's get to the gameplay now, like, which I think is obviously the meat of this game.
It's not, and, though. I wish it was.
I don't.
The gameplay is not the meat. And that's the problem. That's one of my problems with it. But go ahead.
I'm perplexed at what you mean. Like
the core gameplay is a beat 'em up. It was supposed to be, right? And the beat 'em up part of it is pretty good to find. Or find it pretty good. The combos are cool, they're flashy. You can extend combos by switching characters, which is fun. So like in the midst of one combo with Pimple, you could switch out during an air combo and get a Rash in there for a longer combo, for a longer hit streak, and it's do a lot of major damage, and it's all It's all flashy. It's all fun. I like it. And then you're on a bike for a long time. And then that bike turns into a Metal Gear Solid length cutscene. And it's like, all right, back to the beat 'em up. It's like, no. Now you're playing as Braddy. He's like, wait, what? Hold on, guys. Remember that gameplay I liked so much? Oh, yeah, here's some of that again. Like, thanks. So I'm back to that core gameplay that I really liked so much. And it's like, back to a cutscene. I'm like, why are we having long cutscenes again? But we're going back to the gameplay, right? But like, no. We're on bikes now, bro. It's like, okay, this bike's going to be done in a minute or two, right? Like, no, it's going to go on for freaking ever. It's like, I don't need this to happen, guys. It's going to be back to the core gameplay that I like. It's like, okay, fine. We'll get you back there. Before we do that, how do you like a shoot 'em up? I'm like, what? Who asked you for a shmup?
So you're not wrong. But what I'll say is that the number one criticism of beat 'em ups is it's the same thing over and over.
And for someone who doesn't like beat 'em ups, if you like a beat 'em up, your main criticism is not going to be it's too much beat 'em up.
You're not wrong, but at the same time, I think trying to address that it's shouldn't fine. Be a fault of the game.
Trying to is not fine. I'm okay with trying.
I guess I would disagree in saying that. I think for the most part, the in-between non-beat-em-up parts, I enjoyed. I would concur that some of them go on a bit too long, but I think the checkpoint system is, for the most part, pretty forgiving, so there was never really any scenario to where I was frustrated with it. And then every time I got back to the beat-em-up parts, the game, I think, has a good progression of slowly sort of introducing you to more difficult enemies that require you to use the dash more and require you to use more air combos, et cetera, that to really play the game well. And I think it's just a solid beat 'em up in the fact that you really can, like, if you want to, you can play this game and just mash your way through. But like a good beat 'em up, if you're good at it, you can do some really cool things. And on the harder modes, you have to do those things to survive, kind of thing. And with that's that depth that I'm looking for in a beat 'em up. But I also, like, I didn't hate the space sections. You know, I did not. The bike sections, I didn't really have a problem with. I thought they were a good.
I hated them.
I hated them
so much just because that depth you're talking about is only in the beat 'em up section. There's the rest of these mini games, or they're not even mini games. They're going for freaking ever. The rest of the game, the other forms of gameplay, there's zero depth in them. Zero. There's negative 11 depth in those.
No, I don't. 11
depth in those. Like, the shoot 'em ups have no depth. The bike races have no depth. There's just none at all. And you're just doing it to get to the next beat 'em up section, that who knows how long it's going to get take for you to get there. Like, I'm having flashbacks of me just like wanting to fight things. It's like, no, it's time for a turbo bike. It's like, give me up, please. I just don't fight things.
I didn't like what you call long. Like, I mean, we're talking like 3 to 5 minutes. They're not crazy long.
They're pretty long.
I just don't think 3 to 5 minute bike section is that long. Like, to me, that's not.
I was playing on hard mode. Maybe hard mode was a little harder for those sections, or maybe the checkpoint systems were a little less forgiving.
Very possible. Yeah, I don't.
I'm not sure. I didn't play it on the other mode, but. If you die,
I played it on normal, just for the record.
Yeah, I played it on hard because I thought that's just how you're supposed to do Battletoads. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I remember there being like maybe 2 checkpoints during those parts, and it's just kind of like, that's fine, but like, I just want to be over and done with this like pretty quickly, and even if it's only 5 minutes long, that's 5 minutes of doing jack crap because. you compare that to the beat 'em up section, and it's so nuanced. And then you just get to a section where you're doing 5 minutes of left, right, left, right, left, right.
But jump, they
left, right.
Those mini games, they're not. They have a ramp to them. Like it's not a single. You know, it's not like you're just doing left, right, left, right. Like it progressively gets faster. It tests you at first. It's easy. And then it gets more difficult. Like your timing has to get better, et cetera. Like
download a runner on your phone. Fine. Whatever. If I don't care. Like what did Duke Nukem say? I came to kick butt and chew bubblegum. This game has a lot of bubblegum in it. Like a good amount of bubblegum is in his game. Just like, I don't care, guys. But just because it's not deep enough to contend to the core gameplay. But that said, the core gameplay that I like so much, it hits different when you're playing with another person. So you don't
I want to ask something before we get too far about the difficulty. So I played this completely single. And you played it with someone the entire time or no?
Yes, the entire time.
Okay, so when a toad went down, what happened? I'm just curious.
The toad went down, you went to the only available toad.
So when did that toad come back? The down toad.
They regenerate. So like I don't know the exact time frame, but after some time the toad would come back.
I'm just because my timer was always 30 seconds.
Was all see? I didn't count the time. I was
just curious if that was different. Because that would explain some difficulties. Okay, continue. Sorry.
So, those combos are cool because I still play some of it by myself. Like points of it by myself. So like, it's a completely different game when you're playing with someone else because you have more control over these combos. And how you want to string these combos along, as opposed to when you play with someone else and you don't have access to that toad, to a toad at any given point in time. So you're playing a lot differently. And it's just one of those games where it's one of those beat 'em ups where it's like you said at the beginning, how we play beat 'em ups differently. This is one of those games where you should play this alone. Like this is not,
I agree.
Which is weird because Battletoads has always been a co-op game, heavily co-op. So it's like, but this is one is like, I really think you should play this game by yourself all the way through. So you have complete control of your characters because you need to have control of those characters. And the combo is so important to this game, as opposed to like, say, a Streets of Rage where you can beat up, you could do like a really cool, like, oh crap, I didn't think we could like juggle this guy, but you did. But you don't really need that character to complete a long, devastating combo. Whereas in Battletoads, you definitely need that for some of these characters. Enemies, rather.
I agree. I think the normal and easy mode, like, you can definitely play it co-op and you're fine. Like, I think this is one of those instances where you should either be playing it alone or you should have three people, one for each toad. I think having like an odd toad out would be, I don't think it's bad, but I think being able to coordinate with each person controlling a toad, that'd be fun. Whereas one person having to control one toad, then I think it'd just lose some of its pizzazz or whatever you want to call it there. But also, like you said, playing it alone, you can pull off all those things and you have to later, you know, I mean, I shouldn't say you have to, but to beat on a hard mode where you don't have a lot of those vices that you can go back to, like the invulnerability mode, et cetera, which I never use, by the way, just throw it out there. It seems to be like a testament out there. It's like, if you use the invulnerability mode, you are bad. And I'm like, well, it's a video game. So
yeah,
back off, yeah. But, but whatever. That's the other question is, so this game does not have online co-op, which we probably should have talked about, but that's been a big contention point. And going into it, I was very much like, yeah, that's stupid.
Nah, it should. Not anymore.
Yeah, but after playing it, I'm like, eh, maybe there was something to be said. Like, would online co-op be bad? No, but I don't think it would really enhance the game itself. Like, would it be a selling point? Like, yeah, you could play with your friend online. Sure. But I feel like if you just played this game like a traditional beat 'em up online, you'd be missing out on a lot of the depth of the combat. And so I don't want to say it was a bold move because it's not maybe it was. I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking because they never talked about it, unfortunately. So I think the lack of online play does not hurt this game at all.
No, it helps it. Yeah. This is not a this is not a co-op beat 'em up.
No. Yeah. So, which just, I think that's great.
So. I mean, I think it's dumb. It's Battletoads. It's just, and then, oh man, I just.
No, see, but I again, like, there's the famous Angry Video Game Nerd episode where he plays Battletoads with a partner, and it's a worse game. Like, it's fundamentally a worse game when you try to play with two people. It's not as good. So,
which is why I remember playing with my cousin a lot and just being like, all right, we're gonna play some Battletoads. Oh man, I hit you, you hit me. We're hitting each other now. Screw the enemies. We're just fighting each other and we're done playing Battletoads.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I hate that game. I hate that game so much. So, all right. So for the most part, I think I don't want to say we're polar opposites, but we're somewhere opposite in that I, for the most part, really like this game. What I will say is that I think there is a pacing issue in that as part of the story, you sort of there's quite a long period of time that even though it's not one of the side games like the Turbo Tunnels or the flying around the ship space levels, they're puzzle based levels.
Oh, those suck.
I don't think they suck, but they suck in the context of this game. I don't think that they if there was one or two of them, I'd be on board, but there's like five of them in a row. I should say there's five of them without any fighting stages in a row. They do a couple other things in between. That's weird. There should not be that much in between of not fighting. I concur that. In that aspect, that is bad. But I think before all of that, I think the mixture of fighting to mini games or slash whatever you want to call them was good until that point. But that is my biggest issue with the game. Everything else, I'm pretty into it.
They're so full of themselves, these mini games. They think they're cute and fun and funny, and they're not. They're not.
I don't get the hate.
like the one where you have to like. But you're like this 2D character, and you're shooting bow and arrow, like that's just so slow and boring, and it happens like three or four times. I'm just like, stop it! I just want to fight things. I came here to kick butt, like not chew all this bubble gum. And it's like, oh wait, here's a shoot 'em up that's not good as Grady. That's not nearly as good as Gradius, and it's not.
But it's not trying to be.
But like, exactly, it's trying to be the most basic, boring thing ever, and it succeeds.
No, I don't.
That's not. Like, it's not challenging. It's not interesting. It's just the most basic. Poor man's like, you point this way to shoot. All right, shoot 'em up.
This isn't like Action 52 level. Like those later space shooting sections, they can be pretty difficult.
No, they're not.
No, they 100% could be like.
No, they're not.
You can die quite a bit.
I don't care. You die quite a bit anyways. Battletoads. It's not Ikaruga. There's nothing interesting about
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying though. Like if they were just like suddenly ridiculously hard, I think that'd be a bad thing. Like,
or
if it was on the level of like Bullet Hell Shooter. I don't think I would have enjoyed it. Like, it's like to me that would feel more out of place than anything.
It would feel as out of place. How about you just be interesting? Do something interesting with it. It did nothing interesting and nothing at all. Like these mini games were just boring nonsense. And then the platforming sections, God, just go away. Just go away.
Like, what do you mean by platform?
The actual platform sections where like you just have these random, like, spike blocks going up and down, slowly. Like, just like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, it's not in any way interesting. It's not challenging. It's not interesting. It does nothing but but say, we're stopping you from fighting right now. That's all it does for me.
I guess I just... trying to think of the word. You know, I don't want to say we're at an impasse, but...
I just came here to fight, guys. It's like, I understand my
problem
plight,
with
people.
The genre. Like,
it's not a problem with one. The genre.
I'm with you, but I don't think that argument is a bad argument.
That's not like, a problem with the genre. Any problem with the genre is it being boring or lacking depth. And beat 'em ups are made for people who like beat 'em ups the same way racing games are made for people who like racing games. If you play Forza Horizon, all of a sudden you're doing a shmup. You're like, bro, I didn't come here to shmup, bro. I came here to race. You don't say the problem with racing games is all you do is race. Like, no, I came here to actually race. The only thing I came to do is race. The one thing I do in a racing game, race.
Right, but you have the variability of different track types, different cars, different etc. Whereas beat 'em ups don't really have that depth, which again, like that's.
I don't know. I argue the depth is in the gameplay itself.
But see, I would argue like this is it's kind of the same problem I had with Streets of Rage 4. It's just that I like both of those games a lot. But when I compare them to something like Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I'm looking at Scott Pilgrim or even something like Full Metal Furies or Furries, whatever it was. Like, there's upgrade trees and there's upgrade systems.
Yeah.
Or Castle Crashers is the other one. I've never played Castle Crashers, which, what? How have I not? Whatever. To me, I think that's where the, I don't want to say the argument, but like, I feel like that's the response to the argument. Is that,
yeah.
Well, like we've gotten there.
That's
but
fair.
These games, like Streets of Rage 4, they don't have that. So, okay. With Battletoads, I feel like instead of doing the leveling systems and stuff, that people that would complain, that's like it's literally the same thing the whole game. You're just pressing the same buttons over and over. Like I know that's a little facetious, and there's obviously more to it. But I think that's a fair argument in that the genre didn't evolve in a lot of ways, but then it did. But now we're kind of at this impasse to where. You know, some games do it, some games don't. Their take on it, instead of giving like a leveling tree and a skill system, is that we're going to break it up with mini games. And Streets of Rage sort of does it by doing it. You can switch out characters and there's shorter levels, longer levels, etc. So, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I feel like either scenario would have pleased some people or would have upset some people. And I don't find anything that they've done here to be egregious in a way that I was off put by it.
I agree with you and I disagree with you. I agree with you that changes do need to be made to the genre, to each game. Like you have to make it interesting in your own way. But I will disagree with you I think some of this is pretty egregious. Like I just don't. Like these things go on for, you shouldn't miss beating things up. I miss beating things up quite a bit in this game, and I wouldn't have minded if it wasn't so. If you didn't take me out of the game to do things that were more interesting, like if you want to add in four or five other genres into your beat 'em up, that's fine, but the beat 'em up part is where all your depth is at. There's no depth in your other parts of the game. Just none. And because of that, they bore me. And when I get bored in a video game, I get really, really agitated. And especially when the beat 'em up part is so fun. Like, honestly, it really is. So that's pretty much my biggest complaint is like on the one hand, you can say the argument with the beat 'em up is it's too much beat 'em ups. But if you're looking for a beat 'em up, you expect to not beat them up quite often in this game.
Yeah, I mean you're not wrong. I guess I just don't. See, I look at it more as a game overall. Like you know, Like, I think the problem is that neither one of us is really wrong. like,
what do you want out of Battletoads? What do you, like, if you're a Battletoads fan, what do you want out of your new Battletoads game? If you've never played Battletoads before, but you do like beat 'em ups, what do you want out of your beat 'em up? For me, for someone who's played Battletoads, I really wanted a better co-op experience. And for someone who likes beat 'em ups, I really just wanted more beat 'em up.
See, but I approach it as, I look at those original games, like that original game, I think was, while I hate it, I can look at it now and sort of see that their take on it was, instead of just being a beat 'em up, we're going to throw things at you that are different and sometimes unique and sometimes really frustrating. And that was where stuff like the Turbo Tunnel came through. And then there's that, forgive me, I don't know the name of the level, but there's also that level where there's a character running through the screen and it's like a race and you have to sort of hit him backwards and you have to keep racing forward. Like, so it was still a beat 'em up, but they threw in stuff in between the levels to sort of make you, I don't want to say make you play different, cause that's not right. But they threw in different types of content in between the levels. And I look at the Battletoads games that I do like, and those are straight beat 'em ups. So to me, going into this game, I thought it was a good combination of, yeah, it's a beat 'em up that's got some depth to it, but we've taken out a lot of the annoying aspects of it being ridiculously hard, ridiculously sort of punishing. And we still put stuff in between the levels because that's what the original game did. Like, it wasn't just a beat 'em up from point A to B. And so that's what I went into it thinking, and that's what I got, I guess.
I completely agree. It wasn't a straight beat 'em up all the way through, but at the same time, like, it may be revisionist history. I just do not remember it taking so long to get back to the core gameplay of the game for me.
And like I said, it is
ridiculously hard, by the way, if you play in hard mode.
Yeah. Well, which I think that is specifically for the people, like, cause there is a very vocal subset of fans that they like Battletoads because it's hard. Like, and I feel like this might be an instance where they're trying to please everybody and it's just not going to work kind of thing. Cause some of those people are very upset that there's an invulnerability mode on the easy and normal mode, which is, again, not on the hard mode. So, but the fact that it's there,
the hard upset mode you're supposed to play as if you're that Battletoads fan, by the way. So, right. It's like, it's not,
and so, but the fact that it's there means it's not a true Battletoads game. Like, it's a Dark Souls thing. It's like, you know, there's been an argument of Dark Souls should have an easy mode. Like, well, then it's not Dark Souls. It's like, well, fine. Like, you're not wrong, I guess. Whatever. Like, all I can really do is throw up my arms and just be like, you're not wrong, but at the same time, you're not right either. So whatever. But no, like, I will 100% agree that the last 20% of this game, there is not enough fighting in it, but I didn't really come into that issue until that point. But all right, I feel like we've talked enough about it. We're going a little long here, so I want to wrap it up, but I'm on the side of you should play this game. I feel like you're right in the middle and you could go either way.
I'm absolutely in that place. I'm absolutely in that place, but I'm leaning towards play it, pass it on to a friend, because if you're going by our conversation at all, then you know what you're getting into. So as long as you know what you're getting into, I think you'll have a better time, especially if you're someone who is a beat 'em up fan, old or new, a Battletoads fan, old or new. Because if you go in there like hoping for one thing, you may not get it, and it will sour your taste on it. Whereas if you know what you're getting into, you can prepare yourself and expect certain things, just certain things in the gameplay that won't annoy you like it so much annoyed me.
I hate doing that. I hate doing the like go in if kind of thing. So like,
no, to go in. I agree, but I'm saying like go in regardless because the game is not bad.
Okay, that's right.
It's definitely a game, I think, leave your friends at home for this one. One should play. It does have fun beat 'em up moments. It's just a matter of no going in. If you're like a two crew dudes kind of guy, a Double Dragon kind of guy, a Streets of Rage 4 type of guy, like just know it's like you're gonna get long,
right?
Comparative sake times of not beating people up.
Right. Well, I guess so. I mean, again, and we're clearly remembering that original game different. Again, I don't think either one of us is wrong, but for whatever reason, the moments that stuck out to me were, yeah, there is going to be things that are different. And for you, it's not that way. So I guess that's sort of why we're kind of where we're at.
Not to that extent. I mean, like, they've really went hard with a lot of these side things.
And in my brain, that's what I remember.
Maybe. Like, I remember, maybe. Yeah,
and again, maybe we're both wrong. Maybe it's neither. All right. I think we can at least agree that. Yeah, I think you should play this. I think it's fun, and I'm actually kind of curious because I do have Rare Replay is on Game Pass, and I actually have it, so I might play that original Battletoads again just to see which one of us is right in that context. But all right, so when it comes to Battletoads, surprisingly, I thought, you know, I'm not gonna lie, going into this and seeing the trailers and stuff, I was like, man, I don't know about this one. Like, I hate being that. Typical, you know, look at the trailer, like, sucks kind of, you know, I always try to go in with a fresh perspective, but I was like, oof, we'll see. Like, Rare isn't really doing this one. Surprisingly, I walked away from this game enjoying it way more than I thought I was going to. So when it comes to Battletoads, this show says you should play it. There you go.
Nice.
You should play. Yeah. Yeah. Battletoads. That's it. We're gone. Believe it. No, all right. Yeah. So that's going to do it for this episode. Next week, since Microsoft doesn't believe in releasing games more than 60 seconds apart from each other, we're going to be playing Flight Simulator 2020, the hot new release of that Flight Simulator game. So it's going to be interesting. That's all I'll say. So, because one of us has played it, one of us has not so far.
I've never played Flight Simulator at all, so I'm going in completely blind on this one.
Interesting. So you're going to be flying. I see what you did there. All right. All right. That's going to do it for this episode. Tune in next week for Flight Simulator. It's probably going to be a pretty good episode. I'm looking forward to it. You can email us gpopfans@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate us on your favorite podcasting service. It really does help, I promise you. And we will see you next time.
Good day, sirs.